King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I was just hitting send. I was tweeting the show. Yeah, I was just trying to promote a little bit. Promotion 101 there. Hey, welcome in. Thursday edition. It is Thursday. Has anybody confirmed that? I think it is. If you have deemed it's not Thursday, just tweet us or call us and correct us. But I think it is Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday, the show will be on the road. We'll leave the comfort of Wilco and we'll go on into lovely downtown 615 over by the Omni. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. If you're coming in, if you're an LSU fan or, heck, be a fan of anybody, doesn't matter to me, come on in. We'd love to see you. We'll be about a block away from the Omni, as Crazy Charlie has described, and you are always welcome to hang out with us. We are on from 7 to 9. I'm on 7 to 9. Let me rephrase that, because that's when they open the doors. Crazy Charlie will be back in studio hosting along with, and Crazy Charlie, grab your mic. I know you've got about 8 in there you can grab. You'll be on with Bill Bender. Charlie, will he be with you the entire hour? Is that right?
About half of it.
Okay. So Bill Bender with the Sporting News, who you've heard on this show various times in the past, who is a, well, he's a pro and college guy, but in this case, obviously college. Charlie, you guys will chop it up for a while tomorrow morning.
Yeah, looking very much forward to it. And Bill, we're also going to flow in Price Atkinson. He's going to do a quick segment for us, Yards and Stripes, because we want to catch up with Service Academy football, with Army, you know, going in and competing so hard against Michigan recently. That topic has caught a lot of people's attention in the early portion of the season. So we're going to give it its due here on the show and get Price on, because we always love having Price on anyway. So Bill Bender, Price Atkinson, myself, tomorrow morning, first hour of the show while you guys are getting set up at the Southern.
Very good. Sounds like a good plan. So that is the agenda tomorrow. Brad will be with us. Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com. And hour number 3, handicapping stuff. Yeah. He'll take things, he'll take stuff, and he'll handicap it. Overs, unders, value, whether to take the points or take either side. He'll tell you. We'll get into the psychology of it. He'll tell you what middling means. Do you want to middle something? If you're that crazy, you want to middle something, we'll talk to you about that too. I remember... This was, what would it have been? Late 90s. I was invited to speak at the Gadsden, Alabama Touchdown Club. And I've been there, I don't know how many times through the years, quite a few. But this is the first time, best I remember. I'm there, and it's before I'm going to speak, and there's always before these deals, there's a cocktail party, and everybody's just kind of mingling and talking. And guy comes up to me. He's a big gambler down there. I don't know if he's a bookie or what, but he's well known. I don't even remember his name. Doesn't matter. And he was talking about a buddy of his. This is the first time I heard about middling in gambling. Like betting a game twice and hitting it both ways. And he said, yeah, man, this past weekend, my buddy, that guy standing over there, yeah, he had, and I don't even remember the particulars, this game, and he bet it originally, and then the line changed, so he bet it again, game day, won it both ways. And he had this look of just total amazement in his eyes. I didn't even understand what the hell he was talking about. I mean, I didn't. And it was, to this guy, it was as if the greatest thing on the planet Earth just occurred. That. So if you're going to be middling, that's not meddling, it's middling, then have at it. Give me your success story. I would think the chances of hitting something like that would be about like hitting a lottery. But again, I'm not necessarily the gambling guy expert. I'm definitely not. That's why we have on Brad. Who is that? He's got his PhD. Hour number three. Okay. Here is the agenda. Keith Niebuhr a little bit later in hour number two. We'll go in reverse order this time, okay? Keith Niebuhr, bottom of hour two. He is with 24/7. He's got the Auburn site. If you don't know this by now, Auburn goes to the Aggies. Auburn, the Gus Boss, has to take on KKL. I'm not sure who's going to win that, Gus or KKL. KKL is pretty feisty, as you know. Some of you like her, some of you may not like her so much. That's okay. You do you. But that's going to be a pretty good tussle down in College Station on Saturday. So Keith Niebuhr will be with us to talk about that game. And prior to that, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, top of hour two. Every Thursday he joins us in that slot, top of hour number two. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We'll check in with us, and we'll see where we take that conversation. It's always interesting. Chris is such a football aficionado that the topics are basically limitless. Has anything happened with the spreads? I haven't looked this morning. Anything that jumps out at you that changed, let's say, since yesterday afternoon all the way up until this morning? Do you see where Lane Kiffin is predicting a Vol win at Florida? A Vol win. There's always been something. Have you noticed this? And I don't know the inside scoop here. I don't know that there is any, really. But Lane Kiffin has always kind of had a mat on. It's okay to say mat on, right? I think so. The lawyers, Crazy Charlie told me a while back, that has been approved. You can say mat on for Florida. In particular, I don't mean the state of Florida. He coaches down there. But for Florida. You remember when he got to Tennessee in 09. He made it very clear, and Urban Meyer had won two of the last three national championships. He'd won it in 06, he won it in 08. Urban Meyer was on the top of the planet Earth in college football. Nick Saban was not. Now, Nick was about to be, but he wasn't yet. Nick was about to enter year three, which he won the Natty that year. Kiffin's first year was Saban's first Natty at Alabama. His second overall, because you've got 03 LSU. And Kiffin made it very clear, little subtle shots he would take, that, hey, the best coach in this league ain't Urban Meyer. It's Nick Saban. And it seemed really important for him that you know that he thought that way. It wasn't something that was just matter of fact. He would slide it in. Now, he didn't do it a lot, but you could tell there was something there. And even on that signing day deal, remember that when he's on the stage here, actually in Nashville, speaking to Vol fans about how Urban Meyer supposedly, when Newkeese Richardson, remember that recruit? Remember him? Little dynamic playmaker who wasn't nearly as good as everybody thought he was supposed to be when he got there. Got in a lot of trouble. Didn't even last. But anyways, Urban Meyer allegedly, in violation of the rules, called Newkeese Richardson while he was on his visit to Tennessee. Remember that? Kiffin stood up on stage and said, I'm going to turn in a violation right here in front of you guys. Urban Meyer meddling, again, in this case, not middling, but meddling with Newkeese Richardson while he is on our campus, which turns out wasn't a violation. But he always thought it was very important that you knew that he thought that no, not Urban Meyer, who's a hellacious coach in his own right, is not the best coach in the league. It's Nick Saban. Remember that? But yeah, so back to Baby Kiff now wants it public that he's picking Tennessee to win the game against the Gators. Again, I've got no issue that with that. I mean, if that's what you think, go with it. Not worried about the ramifications of it, but it's another example. Kiff has always had something, whether it's Urban Meyer, maybe it's also a little bit Florida, and he's always wanted you and I to know this. He's always wanted it to be public. Now, okay, I understand Kiffin once coached Tennessee. He was there for what, 14 months? So maybe he does have a bias for Tennessee here. I get that part. I think he has fairly fond memories of all the hires that Tennessee's made since Fulmer. Kiffin is the most successful. Again, he was only there briefly, but it was not a disaster. It was actually a pretty good year. That's a team, that 09 team, had a chance at the end of the ball game with a field goal that was very makeable to beat what might be Nick Saban's best team at Alabama, 09, that won the Natty. I mean, that's, compared to what Tennessee's been doing, that's pretty good. Compared to the product they've been putting out there, which is not much, okay, recently, that was a pretty damn good year relative to the other examples that are not very attractive. So, wow. Yeah, Baby Kiff wants you to know this. I'll say this about that game. I don't think Florida's that much better. They're better. They've owned the series. I think it could be a good game. I'm hoping it's a good game. Florida's so used to dominating this game that maybe they somehow overlooked the Vols. That's one of the pathways for Tennessee in this ballgame. I'm just saying. Cal says, Bill, you got to remember now, Kiff's ex-father-in-law was former Gators quarterback John Reeves. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. Wasn't even thinking of that. That's why this audience is brilliant. And I'm not sure if there's really a deal where Kiffin hates Florida. Might not be. Maybe this is more just of a pro Tennessee. I'm going to get my name out there. I mean, everybody knows who Kiff is, but this is just a way for him to get some pub. What do you think as far as brownie points are concerned, the Cosby Cattleman who loves Kiffin? Let me put it this way. Obviously, Kiffin is divorced. I don't think he's not remarried, no. But whoever his girlfriend is right now can't love him more than Cosby Cattaman loves him. There's no way. My advice to Kiff would be find you a woman, if you're going to marry again, who loves you as much as the Cosby Cattaman. You'll be happy forever. Bear Down Arizona says, hey, Bill, it's going to cost you to get into the UCLA Bruins and Wildcats football game. $11. Because getting in the Georgia Notre Dame game Saturday night, getting in that game probably cost you, and I haven't looked this morning on Primo Seats, between 400, and I'm not talking about a great seat, even though if you've ever been to a Georgia game, there's really not any bad seats. That's about as good a setting as you're going to find. There's not a better press box situation than Georgia. Man, you are looking, at least it feels like, you're almost looking level at the field. You're not, but it feels that way. Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, or the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, or Sun Devil Stadium out in Tempe, feels like you are on the moon looking straight down at a game, and what you see would be basically something that looks like ants. At Neyland Stadium, at the Liberty Bowl, and at Sun Devil Stadium. Those are the highest I've ever been at. And I'm telling you, you are literally looking straight down. I mean, you can see everything develop. It's pretty neat that way. I'd prefer not to be that high up. But, okay. Got to get a break, Charlie says. I'm a little late. I just looked up and saw that I was late. I was talking, and I thought, you know what? Feels like you're late. Then I looked, and I realized, hey, you're late. Call coming up after the break. Gog in Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has picked up already out here as we check it out live on 40 westbound coming through Mount Juliet. Now there's a crash with some injuries on Donaldson Pike right at I-40. You'll see a lot of flashing lights there in Donaldson on that accident. Again, Donaldson Pike right at the interstate, and traffic's picked up quite a bit already through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, September 21st through October 28th. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For September, try the Chicken Choices subs and wraps with chips and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
Now Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Gog and Cole Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow. Black, what is happening, sir?
Hey, man, how you doing today, bro?
I'm hanging in there, doing well.
I fell asleep yesterday when I was supposed to call you back. Hey,
Now, wait a minute. Now, explain to everybody, that sounds like you got bored, but no, you drive overnight. So let's be clear.
Well, actually,
you wanted to call in,
worse.
But you got tired.
No. That wasn't even what happened. Man, I got tired, and it wasn't that I was bored. I just fell back asleep, man. Like, when I ain't working, Playboy. Hey, I told you from jump, man, don't expect nothing out of me, man. I'm in to disappoint people. Ask my parents, man. That's just what I do, dude. I don't play hurt. I don't play tired. Nothing like that, dog. I go to sleep when I'm sleepy. Hey, repeat game, no big dog.
What was the game? No, wait a minute. What was the game? Was it last year, the Michigan game, where you couldn't call Monday because you drank so much you couldn't get up? You need to sleep it off for like 2 days.
Well, I tell you, I can't remember that one, but I can tell you, remember the time we played Nebraska, man, and I don't drink really, you know? So I sat up in there, man, bang back like a half a bottle of some type of liquor, man, and I was so drunk I lost my voice. I lost my voice for like 2 weeks. Remember that?
I just remember you telling me I couldn't call in Monday. I'm sorry. It's like Tuesday or Wednesday when you finally called. You said I've had to sleep it off all these days. It's all I remember.
Yeah, hey, man, look, dude, yeah. I don't really get to drinking. So, I mean, it ain't that I don't drink. I just don't really get around to it. Like, it ain't But when I do, I overdo it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get to drink probably about 6-7 times a year. But, I was thinking when y'all were just talking about Kiffin.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You know, you make decisions that really just impact your life dramatically. He should have stayed at Tennessee, man. I bet you if anybody is reasonable or rational, dude, what he was, the energy he brought to Tennessee was unbelievable. And if you remember, his first order was to come and jump on Urban Meyer's ass at Florida. You see what I'm saying?
See,
the thing about, I'm an Urban, you know, Urban, I love Urban. You know what I mean? But the thing about Urban is non-confrontational, okay? That don't mean he a punk because he a killer. He a murderer, absolute murderer, dude. Think I'm lying? Go check the morgue in the graveyard and see how many bodies got his stamp on him, you know? But his thing ain't, he's not with frontal confrontation. And Kiff jumped right at him, brilliant strategy. And if you look at them teams he had and them games they play, hey, man, Tennessee looked good that year. Remember that?
They did, and Kiffin, you're right. Kiffin comes in and maybe not immediately, but in short order, just starts popping off and pointing out the biggest bully in the game and not afraid.
That's how you do it, dude. But you got to do it right, and you got to back it up. Like, bro,
right.
Listen, man, because the thing about it is Urban is just so great. Nick Saban is so great. And bullies can't fight going backwards. You see, I'm thinking they never learn how to do that. So you jump right on them, and it throws them off. All you need is for them to just be off balance for a second, and you got to have skill and be able to do something off that. Like, even you could say Harbaugh tried it, but he just ain't no good coach, so he wasn't able to do nothing with it but make an ass of himself because he got his ass beat. And really, all you know, I thought Kiffin was getting groomed by his experience with Urban Meyer to become like a better coach, while Harbaugh in 4 years, what he groomed himself, he can go on this. He can go take his experience with Urban Meyer and go into adult film now. Think about that for a second. Look, hey, I was also thinking about something else, dude. We always talk about Atlanta. I know Atlanta, okay? Let's talk about Dallas, too. I think that they are just them really, really just great big cities, man, where the population, man, is just so untapped. You see what I'm saying? With all the great athletes. But I'm looking at – I got cousins that go to Georgia State, Bill, and I look at that job. It's a new program, and I look at that job like, man, if the right person got up in there, man, you can catapult that into a crazy, crazy gig because you got all that talent, all right? And you can use it if you coach them up and train them up, man, y'all can sit up in there and do some Boise State-type stuff. And I'm going to tell you the business model. I wish they had a small team like that in Dallas, too. I love Dallas. Love Dallas more than Atlanta. But I'm going to tell you the business model I'm thinking, Bill. Imagine if Georgia State were to build themselves in the model of the University of Houston. It ain't – you always talk about State U. It's City U. You see what I'm saying? And you got a whole bunch of these little mama's boys, man, that can't get away from their mother, so they'll never be able to survive like more than 25 miles away from their bedroom. You feel me? So go ahead and take it. But they still crazy athletes. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if somebody had that type of vision and went to Georgia State, or if Dallas has something like that, and don't build it like you're trying to be Bama. You're trying to be like University of Houston. We are going to be the baddest things in this city and then go tear people. So, like you say, put a fence around your state, put a fence around your city.
Business model is good. Now, Houston has the sugar daddy, Tillman Fertitta, who's a billionaire. The only difference, well, there's more than that, but a difference would be, I don't know, does Georgia State have a big sugar daddy who's willing to invest? I don't know. I don't think so. Doesn't mean they can't get one.
But they need somebody. The thing about it is these great coaches, they know how to go out there. They're excellent salesmen. And like I was hearing a story about Chip Kelly, like it's not just on the field. All the ancillary things, I think I'm using the right word, the ancillary stuff he don't want to do. So right. That is why his program crumbles. And if you look at the great coaches, they not only do that, they love it and embrace it. And, like, I really think that if that – I don't know if the financial side was there, but if somebody had the vision to do it, they can make that pop. And if you think about what Georgia Tech is suffering from, Georgia Tech, my understanding, ain't got nobody who want to invest in facility, nobody who want to really put – they have no interest in really playing football, but they're in the middle of Atlanta. If somebody took advantage of that, it would be crazy, man. But, that's it. That's it, man. Be good, bro.
All right. See you, Black.
Oh, I got to get Bob's number. I'm about to get dressed and go to the airport. I'll call back in the morning and get it.
Yeah, get that number. Charlie's got it.
Okay. Charlie, don't send me a screen. Answer me when I call tomorrow, bro.
All good. Yeah, what happened was Black's daughter just graduated. She's working in Pittsburgh. At the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela Rivers, even though I'm not sure she's right there on that point, but she's somewhere in there. And where she's working, Aliquippa Bob, has a connection there that might be able to help her even further. So he emailed me and said, Bill, here's my number, give it to Black, and I'll pass this along to some big wig up here. That's what happened. Yeah, last time I was in Pittsburgh, Randy Cross and I were driving to West By God to do the show from Holgy's Stadium, the Milan Puskar Center at West Virginia, Morgantown. And Randy, being the all-pro offensive lineman, made me drive. Yeah, I really didn't have much of an argument there. If Randy Cross says, Bill, you're driving, I guess that means, Bill, you're driving. So we talked ball and chopped it up in between Pittsburgh and Morgantown, then back. You're talking about a class act. He's been living down there in Atlanta forever, Randy Cross, even though he played all those years for the 49ers. He's a UCLA guy, like Buck. All-American there, was an All-American shot putter, too. You talking about a class act. I mean, total class act, Randy Cross. You don't come across better than that. What do we have? Oh, top of the hour. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Looking forward to that. And after him, Keith Niebuhr, 24/7. We'll talk Auburn, A&M with Keith. That's the agenda. Otherwise, we have plenty of time. I'll get a call after this bottom of the hour, 615-844-5600, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic really start to bunch up now here on 24 westbound up past Bell Road. All that traffic coming in from Rutherford County, 440 eastbound between Hillsboro Pike and Franklin Pike on a crash that just occurred in that construction. White Creek Pike at Trinity Lane. That wreck has some injuries. Donaldson Pike over I-40. They're still trying to wrap up that crash with injuries. Around the Neighborhood Oil Change. We'll come to you at home or work, saving you time and money. Call Around the Neighborhood Oil Change today, 709-2645. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
In Nashville, there's a group who have gotten together to right the wrongs so many buy here, pay here car dealerships have made. Discover Picasso Auto, where they work with both rebuilt title and clean title cars. It's their way to pass the savings on to you. Most of their cars have been bought from auctions where Picasso Auto selects only the best. Then they make sure to meticulously repair each vehicle, like creating a piece of art. After the car is rebuilt, they must pass their inspection as well as the state's inspection. Then Picasso Auto is able to sell them at a lower cost, and in most cases 10 to 20% under the MSRP. Picasso Auto makes available paperwork, pictures, and receipts for all of their cars, especially the rebuilt ones. Warranties, you ask? They got them. See them at 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane, or online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. That's 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos.
Every team needs a go-to producer when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. Knowledge, trust, results. Richard Courtney, with more than 30 years of experience, is that local real estate all-star. Learn more about his proven marketing plan at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. Richard Courtney is part of Frederick and Clark Realty. 615-327-4800.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Arsenio Hall with us.
Man, if you ain't seen me live, you ain't seen me, dog. I love the moment. I get down there, I read the paper when I first arrive in Music City, and I just go with it. I never do the same show twice, so it's always a lot of fun.
You are a legend.
God bless you. If loving Greg and Joe is wrong, I don't want to be right.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville Hotel. We're going to be at the Southern Steak and Oyster right there in the neighborhood tomorrow morning. Come on by. LSU fans, fans of anybody, come on by. Charlie, we still have the call here. Just to set this up, we had a catastrophe on Monday. Wolverine Dan came in, dialed us up, and said we've got to get McCafferty in the game. McCafferty, which I don't even know who the hell that is. So maybe Dan's going to come on right now and correct that a little bit. What's up, Dan?
That's exactly why I'm calling, Bill. That's why you're as great as you are, sir. You're like Houdini. You think you're 5 steps ahead of everybody else, sir. Yes, I first off wanted to thank the Penn State fan for calling me on it, and I do appreciate that. You know, and I like to be called out, man, and I'm sure that's an open invitation for all your callers. But, you know, if I do something wrong, let me know. I got no problem with that. And it's actually, I think, the correct pronunciation, an apology to his family, the backup quarterback, your listeners, you, Bill, and Charlie. I think it's McCaffrey.
Well, I told Charlie to pull off the clip. We're going to start playing the McCafferty clip on the show. You're going to be famous for this.
Okay? Oh, that's not what I wanted to be famous for, Bill. But, you know, I tell you, I believe that is the correct pronunciation. I apologize, everybody. Yeah. You know, but I do want to touch on a subject. I was a little concerned. We had Tab call in Monday, and she said I need to be censored. Tab, if you're listening, we're on the same team, brother, sister.
I know.
I'm telling you, I'll give you a little heads up who I am. I've been down here 22 years in the Huntsville area, and I'm single-handedly keeping Michigan on the same page. Well, it's not going to be on the same page as Alabama, but it's relevant down here because I am propping up this team for 22 years. I've been on several TV shows and whatnot. They come to interview me at my house showing my man cave. It's a bunch of Michigan and Detroit stuff. So I single-handedly down here, Tab, love this Michigan Wolverine team and every other Detroit team that plays up there in Michigan. So, Tab, we're on the same team here, Tab. I'm not going to throw you under the bus because you're a Michigan girl. You know, I appreciate that. So that's what I was trying to do, just clear the air here, Bill.
Dan, I appreciate you doing that. The mistake still stands, but I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Yeah, and I'm going to enjoy it every time you put it on. See you, Bill.
All right, see you, Dan. Yeah, Tabs, trashing one of her own there. I noticed that, too. I did. Speaking of, is it McCafferty or McCaffrey? Speaking of McCaffrey, the first time I met a McCaffrey was Billy McCaffrey. Now, these McCaffreys come from Ed, his brother, Ed McCaffrey. Played wide receiver in the NFL, among other things. Played where, Colorado? Didn't he play college at Colorado, Ed? Somebody correct me on that one, but many years as a very good receiver in the NFL, his brother. Billy McCaffrey signed and played originally for Coach K at Duke and then transferred to Vanderbilt and was very good. The year before his last year was his best season at Vanderbilt. Really good. Kind of a point guard, combination guard. But I'm at a Vandy women's basketball game right after Billy McCaffrey had finished. And I'm sitting there on that little press row area down by the court. If you've ever been to Vanderbilt's Memorial Gym, actually, it's a theater-type court, meaning it's up. You can actually be sitting under the court, or below the court, I should say, would be more accurate. If you've got one of those seats right there that are in the front, I should say. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and Billy McCaffrey comes up, sits down next to me, and introduces himself. Now, first of all, I should be introducing myself to Billy McCaffrey, not the other way around. Could not have been a nicer guy. I mean, could not have been a more enjoyable. I just sat there and talked basketball with him. I don't even think we watched the game, much of it. It was what a cool dude. And I don't know, I think I've asked this through the years. Did he ever go into coaching or is he in business somewhere? I'm sure he's successful. Very sharp dude now. Very sharp dude. John on Twitter says, Bill, can't wait for Landry. Love that segment. Wonder if Chris was on the staff back in 86 when LSU took down Notre Dame and the Sugar Bowl. I'll ask him. I got to know Chris late 80s, early 90s when he was down there. And then I kind of lost track of him, and he ended up living here because he was with the Oilers, and then they turned into the Tennessee Titans, and they, again, relocated here. And he was part of the scouting staff at the time. I'd lost track of him. Next thing I know, it's Chris on the phone. He says, Bill, I live here. Yeah, I moved here, Bill. I didn't even know. I did not know he had joined up with the Houston Oilers at the time. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, Black needs to come to commitments. Oh, he's love to have him. I don't know what his schedule is like, driving and all that, but maybe he could schedule dropping off a load down here somewhere. Be pretty cool. Tide Time says, Bill, here on Primo Seats, looks like the tickets now for Georgia Notre Dame span between $250 and $560. So the market is, again, the market always speaks, but maybe you could get some cheaper tickets. Less expensive. Maybe not cheap, but less expensive to that Notre Dame game. I'm really looking forward to that game. More so from a Notre Dame point of view than Georgia, because, again, I'm pretty sure I know Georgia, and I'm pretty sure I know Notre Dame, which scares me because I don't know if Notre Dame can hold up in this game and make it to where it's still confrontational in the fourth quarter. That's my concern here. Now, if you're a Georgia fan, obviously you don't give a damn about that. Blow them out early. I get it. Alan in Tampa, nice picture here. Says, Bill, I'm heading to the golf course. We need Music City, Todd. I can promise you that if Todd happened to be down there around where you're at, he'd be down there on the course about ready to tee it off with you. Music City, Todd is a golfing fanatic. Loves it. He is out there any chance he gets. I'm not out there any chance I get because I'm so godforsaken bad at it. What's the use? There's no need for me to get all excited about golf when the product is beyond description. Bad. Very bad. Not worth it. Curbs says, the only thing Dan single-handedly does is mispronounce second stringer names wrong. Hashtag team tabs. Oh. Soul Street Coffee. Order from his site, soulstreetcoffee.com. Coffee and tea, delicious. Many flavors. Here's a question, Bill, for Chris. Chris will be with us in about a little over 15 minutes. What about the coaching malpractice by Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi? How does a head coach not know game situations? It's late. His team's down 7. He's got it 4th-and-1 on the 1. He goes for the field goal. And, of course, they miss it. Regardless of whether he missed it or not, you got to go for it there. If you don't make it, you've been playing good defense for the most part, then they get it on the 1 or inside the 1, wherever you get stopped. Stop them, they have to punt, you get good field position again. That's the play there. Narduzzi is a freaking idiot. And we've got people from Pitt that monitor the show. Take that to his office. Feel free to use the audio clip. Use it and just let it go in perpetual motion. That was not the right play in the game. Kevin said, Bill, McCaffrey played at Stanford. Yeah, correction there. Well, okay, but wait a minute. Maybe I'm right. Maybe McCafferty played at Colorado. Maybe I am right. If there's a McCafferty that played at Colorado, then I'm vindicated. Ed McCaffrey, though, played at Stanford. I stand corrected, rightfully so. Yeah, Billy, I've never met Ed, but Billy, I'm telling you, dude, one of the best guys you'll meet, and was a damn good player. Started for Coach K before that. You know, one question I don't think I asked him, because he started at Duke. Why did he transfer? Obviously, there had to be something, and I don't know what. I mean, you're playing for natties at Duke. You're winning natties at Duke. I don't know if he didn't like the playing time allocation, even though he started, or he wasn't going to be. Well, now at Duke, he wasn't going to be the star. You're not going to be the star in that group. Maybe that was it. You go to Vanderbilt, you're probably the star. Maybe that was it. I don't think I asked him the question. I should have. I like those stories. Why did you jump into the he-gone gateway, Billy? All right, one more break here. Landry, top of hour two. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. The brilliance of his football mind. That's coming up. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at heavy traffic out here. 24 trying to get it through the Hickory Hollow area up past Bell Road on 24 westbound. 1500 block of Antioch Pike. There's been a crash there. Checking a wreck on 40 westbound. It's going to be not too far, actually, from Briley Parkway. It's already heavy there. Coming through Hermitage Donelson as you make your way past the airport. All that traffic flow coming out of Wilson County. It's bumper to bumper 65 south at Trinity Lane. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlin during Oktoberfest, September 21st to October 28th. Visit OberGatlinburg.com for more details. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Atlanta Braves looking at a three-game losing streak with Mike Soroka on the mound today. They're $1.56 moneyline favorite at home with the Philadelphia Phillies. Soroka 12-4 at 2.57. ERA. Aaron Nola with the Phillies, 12-5, ERA 3.62, 3-1 with a 4.06 ERA and three starts against the Braves this season, 8 under the total at SunTrust Park this afternoon. Tennessee Titans, a 1.5 road favorite of the Jacksonville Jaguars today at TIA Bank Field. On Saturday, the Tennessee Volunteers, a 2-touchdown road dog at the Florida Gator. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Thursday, October 17th, your friends at Pickers Vodka invite you to the third annual Hardest Harvest Celebration and Whiskey Release at Pennington Distilling Company in the Nations. This free event runs 5 to 9 and will feature live music from Rebirth Brass Band, Roots of a Rebellion, and Lady Couch. There will also be games, a kids area, food from Urban Grub, the Grilled Cheesery, and Smoke It All, and of course, your favorite Pennington Distilling Company beverages. To learn more, follow Pickers Vodka on social media.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
State forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning with an afternoon high of 93, cloudy overnight with a low of 66, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Tomorrow, it'll be the Southern Steak and Oyster right there a block from the Omni. Love that place. Charlie and Bill Bender. Crazy Charlie and Bill Bender from the Sporting News will host hour number one. Price Atkinson will drop on in by phone as well. And then I've got hours two and three. They don't open the doors until seven. So I get to be lazy. I don't have to bust a grape the first hour. Charlie busts all the grapes right there. I come in and clean up after that a little bit. And Brad will be with us, hour number three. Jeff 2 here on Twitter. Alpha Bean Counter. Jeff 2. Bill, those who waited on tickets to Saturday's Irish-Georgia game are reaping the benefits. Least expensive ticket now down to $325 each. Most expensive ticket is down from $7,000 and now just a mere $3,587. Dude who put it up for $7,000 probably not getting it. He's still going to make, whoever this is, they're still going to make money. Yeah, letting the marketplace speak. I love that. Jeff, I told you, big Pittsburgh fan. This is a different Jeff. We've got lots of Jeff. We've got Jeff in Chicago. We've got Jeff 2. We've got Jeff in the borough. We've got Jeff in Fultondale. And this is Jeff, the big Pitt fan, who lives in Pittsburgh. Lives up there, says, Bill, please stop talking about the Pitt game. Everybody in Pittsburgh, except Dews, and that would be for Pat Narduzzi, knew the correct call was to go for it. I'm trying to get over the game, Bill, but I can't because you keep bringing it up. Well, Jeff, I'm going to have to bring it up one more time because it's a question for Landry. But that'll be the last time, I promise you. Just give me one more bring up when Landry comes in. And then we'll bury it. I promise you. We will not torture you anymore. Bubby down in Georgia. Bill, if the dog's O-line shows up and decides to bust a grape, I feel that you are not going to enjoy the outcome. Well, that O-line busts a grape every time they go out there. I know what you mean, though. I do. Tiger, big Gator fan. Bill, ask Chris Landry if he's got an assessment of Kyle Trask starting. Oh, he'll have an assessment. Good question. I think we're going to see a little Emory Jones, too. Tabs jumping in here. Bill, Dan started off on the wrong foot with me from the beginning. He was super antagonistic and rude towards Josh and Black. Didn't Crazy Charlie even restrict him? She says, there's a lot of Michigan fans I don't like. No passes here, Bill. Those are my guys. Yeah, he did get banned. Charlie, give me what happened there when you banned Dan, Wolverine Dan. What was that? What was the whole deal there? Do you remember? What happened?
Well, yeah, Bill, of course I remember. Like what happens with all callers, you get a little too big for your own shoes.
Was there a moment? Did he say one thing or was it a cumulative thing?
No, there was a moment where he basically dropped a, you will put me on the air and do this, and no.
Is that what he, now, this is
that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
long, we've made
yeah.
peace a long time
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah.
So no animosity between myself and Dan in any way. But from time to time, we have callers, and we have fantastic callers. But you get a little too big for your own good. And, you know, when you start giving direction to the show of how you should be utilized, well, then I'm going to knock you back down a peg. I'll do it to anybody. I don't care what caller you are. Callers are not bigger than the show itself. Callers are a part of the show, a valuable part of the show, and we like that part of the show, Bill, but when they start making demands, that's, you know, they get knocked back a little.
I haven't touched on it yet. A little later next hour we will. Did you see the deal? It's a clip of Cowherd, Colin Cowherd, and Urban Meyer. And Cowherd has no idea about Joe Burrow's background. No idea that he was at Ohio State. It was really embarrassing, actually. And I'm not an anti-Cowherd guy. He's very successful. But like I've told you, the national guys are pro guys. They don't know college. That's a really good example of it. Landry coming up. LandryFootball.com. Oh, he knows college, and he knows pro. He does both.